CDJ, we the best, something I never said. Titanic, iceberg dead ahead.
Oh, no.
Jesse.
That too soon? No, I don't think so.
I know. No. Bunch of idiots.
Yeah.
Why? You think they're alive?
Honestly, I don't.
All right, so what I think, I don't think they're alive.
And unfortunately, RIP, you know, that's tragic, but come on.
Although I did hear, they said this morning that they, through the sonar, they could hear them. They were doing like Morse code on the side of the thing. They said they could hear it through the ocean, yeah, allegedly.
But they were saying that because they were running out of oxygen.
Either way.
Yeah, no, so like I
they're
said.
Not out of, well, if I was down there, here's what I would have done already. All right, there's 40 hours left of oxygen. There's five of us. We're going to have to kill somebody.
Know what I would have done? I'm dead.
I'm gonna be like, well, then we're going to kill you first. I would have to team up with somebody.
Like, dude, we weren't even out of food yet. Why are you eating me?
I mean, as awful as that sounds. All right, kill two people, you'll double your fucking air. There's five people in it. You kill two, you're going to get almost double your air. No? You're looking at me like I'm fucking crazy.
No. I'm not. Because yeah, I was just thinking of something that I wasn't going
to
repeat.
You'd have to start doing math. Like, you'd have to kill the heavier guy because he breathes more than the other. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. All right. Do you do it or do you just say, fuck it? No, we'll just all die in here.
I'm killing this motherfucker.
You're killing?
You know who I'm killing, actually? I'll tell you who I'm going to kill.
All right, here's the deal. You got to fuck one.
Fuck one, kill. Yeah.
You got to kill one.
All right.
Are we talking about the celebrities or Chilean?
So, if anything. So, apparently, I read all about this stupid thing. So, I guess it's.
Don't go on a limb and say you did a lot of research.
I did some reading about it myself, it made me even more disgusted.
They said it's going to come up to the surface by itself. It's programmed to come up at a certain point. So they don't run out of air. But which doesn't matter because they're bolted into it. The back door is bolted shut. So even if they do come back up and there's no one there to save them, they're fucked either way.
Yeah.
But, so if it didn't crush from the pressure, which I'm assuming it did, that's what I think happened, really.
Yeah, probably.
What happened? Is there a tracking device on this thing?
No, there isn't. They didn't put one on it. And do you know what controls it? How they steer it?
A video game fucking controller,
Not even a Sony one. A fucking Logitech one, a knockoff.
A $30 controller.
You're telling me they got
a $30 video game controller. These people paid $250,000.
You're telling me they're playing Echo the Dolphin up there?
They paid $250,000 each to be on that little fucking made submarine shit. And there's a $30 video game controller that's not even a good
listen,
one.
But listen.
Controlling the fucking thing. How often the fucking video game controllers malfunction?
Well, listen. They not let me say what I'm going to say. I watched the guy that's the captain. He said we got backups.
Shut the fuck up.
I swear to God, he goes, we got four of them.
Wow. Wow.
So that's like
having like four backup quarterbacks. That's what that is.
That's what he said. I'm just going by. Oh, man. I wouldn't have had that as a control. That would have been like if I took the arcade that I built, we just took the control deck. We're like, you know what? This will steer a submarine. Look, we got all these buttons to do all this stuff.
You know that guy made that shit up? He was just like, well, they're never going to find the submarine anyway. They won't know if there's fucking one or four or whatnot.
I mean, you only live once. Yo.
And then I guess they said that the shitter is like, it's just like a sheet up and there's a little toilet there. That thing must stink, dude. Five grown-ass men in there just shitting.
Oh, man.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
I don't know. I think... I don't know what's going to happen. Well, we'll know tomorrow because it runs out of oxygen, I guess, tomorrow morning.
Example, like 1,558th of why I don't fuck with the ocean. I just, another
I don't
fucking
fucks
reason.
With the ocean.
I don't fucks with the ocean.
So did
man.
You see like, did you see the chart of how deep they are?
Yes.
Dude, it's like 13 Empire State Buildings.
Oh,
it's fucking insane. They show like a
13
like
Empire
whale.
State Buildings. At only like goes 3,000 to 4,000 feet.
13,000 yep. feet.
Yeah, it's 13 Empire 13, State
000.
Buildings.
13,000.
Dude.
They said the giant squids only go down 3,000. So
they have 96 hours of oxygen.
Well, that was on Saturday or Sunday, whenever they left. So where
they're in eight. No.
So they're like, but what if there's like a sea monster down there that grabbed them?
You don't know what the fuck's down there.
And why would you want to go see a boat that's been underwater for 100 fucking years? Look how our cars look at
eight.
That salt water's going to destroy that thing.
Yo, they have no GPS in this day of age. They don't have any dash cam.
No, they said that they searched 10,000 square miles and haven't found it. They're dead. So the Godzilla grabbed them.
No dash cam?
No, they didn't have a GPS, dude. I fucking put an air tag on it.
It was fucking ran by a video game controller.
I watched a video. I was watching a video where these dudes... They were looking at it, and he was like, the thing looks like it's made out of spare parts, he goes.
That's what I mean. It was a fucking shit box, pretty much. I saw the pictures of the thing, and I'm like, they paid $250,000 to go into that fucking thing to go all the way down to the bottom of the fucking ocean bed to see the Titanic. They trusted it that much that they're willing to pay?
You got it, dude.
Look, here we go. Here's a tour of the inside of it
this
right here.
This morning, search crews racing against time to find that missing submersible.
After it's not even a submarine. It's a submersible.
Confirmed overnight that underwater noises have been detected in the area. The sonar buoys that found the noises part of a massive search effort that would face a challenging rescue. Very few vessels and instruments are able to work at such extreme ocean depths.
The Titanic I bet you the controller broke. 13,000 feet
That's
down, the pressure bust
the
controller.
None of all the controllers broken the whole fucking thing.
A small group
at once.
Of people have ventured Boom. That far. It's part of the reason why OceanGate Exploration pitches passengers a once-in-a-lifetime experience for the price of $250,000. An eight-day journey from Newfoundland
to
the Titanic wreck site.
Already.
About 900 miles off the coast of
Cape Cod. Eight-day journey?
OceanGate CEO Stockton Rush, one of those on board the Titan now, told NBC in 2022 passengers have to do more than pay a steep fee.
This is a real expedition. We have all kinds of challenges.
Former passengers
if you can play video games, you can drive this thing.
A massive waiver that right up front says the trip can result in death. Once passengers board the support ship, OceanGate provides a vessel orientation and safety briefing.
Roger, platform, ready to dive.
The submersible
ready to die.
We run the whole thing.
Look at this. Look.
The vessel detaches.
They finesse the fuck out of these people, dude.
You feel somewhat like you're on a totally different planet as you descend.
It takes about 2.5 hours to travel over 2 miles deep under the sea. Passengers describe the vessel as cold, with only one porthole to allow passengers to look outside. At just over 22 feet long and 8.3 feet high. This photo shows the seating configuration.
That's what they're in right
practice.
Now?
Yeah. Look at them.
On the floor, barefoot. So, what if nature calls on the roughly 10-hour mission? There is a small bathroom.
Here we go.
And OceanGate says they turn the music up loud.
Oh, that's
the
good.
The up-close and
Shit
personal
and
view of the Titanic wreckage can last 4 or 5 hours. Passengers
I can see it. I'm looking at it right now. Why do I need to go down there?
Exclusive club. More people have gone into space. But going this deep underwater is actually technologically harder to engineer.
This incident is causing the broader tourism industry, and especially extreme tourism, to
be looked
at.
Are you out of your mind?
That's what I mean.
This is crazy.
Exactly what
you're going underwater in a hot pepper?
What do we know about emergency procedures on board?
The thing's the fucking size of whale
you're
shit.
Fucked.
It's the size of whale shit.
Smoke a cigarette. I can do something.
Where they're able to drop
kiss your ass goodbye.
The vessel to the surface. There's also supposed to be what's called a necklace system that automatically corrodes after about 24 hours in the water, and that also would bring the submersible up unless it's trapped beneath something. So still a lot of possibilities.
It could be stuck
as they
in
try
the boat.
And zero in on that banging, guys.
Are
such
you
a
boat?
Challenge. All right, Kristen, thank
They're
you.
They're banging.
Hey, thanks for watching. Don't miss.
Oh!
They paid $250,000 each to go in under the depths of the ocean to look at the Titanic and. A submarine that's the size of like whale shit that is made poorly with a video game controller controlling it. And they paid that much money. Barefoot the whole time, have to shit in front of people. Wow. So it's like, do you feel bad for these people? To an extent.
I can't believe I still got the sound clip.
It's a classic.
So fitting. So here's what I understand, though. They're flying to fucking Mars within the next couple of years. They can't find this fucking boat.
No.
That's what I don't understand.
No, why? The ocean is so much more complicated. Space, you could see out there. The ocean, not
I just feel like,
that,
how is the technology not there? I don't
think
get
about,
it.
Think about the animals at the bottom of the ocean and how
if
big
that
these
little,
fucking
it,
things
well, that's
are.
What I'm saying. I'm not saying that something may have not grabbed them, but... If that little tiny submersible can go down there, why don't they just send a fucking submarine down there?
I don't know if a submarine goes that low.
If that little fucking thing can go, why wouldn't a submarine?
I know, but hasn't it gone off course?
They thought it could go that low.
Well, it already went. You've seen the footage.
Yeah. Was that footage from that?
That's what I think they were saying. It was
or
from
I
that.
I thought they were explaining that's what you would
I
be
I could
able
be wrong.
To...
That might have been one that was just a camera.
Plenty of drone footage from over the years and shit like that down there, but...
Oh. Fuck that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like I said, exactly I why I don't fuck with no the waters. Ocean, bro. Nope, I don't fuck
not in it. That little thing. I think I'd rather just go.
Absolutely not. Like, I wouldn't even fucking, like, you couldn't pay me $250,000. Never mind fucking me pay you to go down there. Or fuck no.
So what if one of the guys down there is a billionaire? What if someone was just waiting for him down there and they just fucking kidnapped him? Someone paid him to kill him. Right? Does that sound crazy?
Well, Donnie, what's the conspiracy theory about the Titanic that,
yes, I have.
Who was supposed to be on it?
Insurance money. Yeah,
I saw this too with the Rothschilds and shit.
The day of.
Well, I know it sounds fucking crazy, but some of it kind of does seem like fucking. Like,
here we go.
The amount of insurance money and the fact to take over. You know what I mean? Fucking the flow of money. Like, people do anything for fucking money. So I wouldn't fucking put it past it. You know?
People obviously pay money to do anything as well.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, as much as we don't like it, money controls the fucking world.
JP Morgan was supposed to
people
be on.
People lie, cheat, steal, do fucked up shit for money all the fucking time.
Canceled the day of.
Anything with a lot of money is corrupt. I don't care. All of it.
All other investors.
Ariel, listen to me. The human world, it's a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there.
Anything. It's obviously... Everything, whatever's down there is better than what's up here.
That sounds like a fucking lie.
Also, it's racist. This
I'll tell
racist.
You. I'll tell you what. It looked like shit down there from the pictures. It looked like it a did. Rotten boat, like I said.
Yeah.
It looks like my car. Which, like, it looks like any of our
rather,
cars in 15
I'd
years.
I'd much rather watch it from my fucking couch.
The ring that the necklace the lady was like, oh, she let off at the end of Titanic. The lady, she's like, ooh.
Yeah, and he just floated away.
No, the little necklace thing she threw off.
Yeah, I know
side.
The necklace.
The heart of the sea. Yeah. Under the sea.
Under the sea. The fish is happy as after the winds go. The fish on the land ain't happy. It's hot because they in the pool.
Okay, I'm done. I'm not talking about these idiots.
You change your picture on Facebook. Do you have like dreadlocks and shit now?
Oh, my God.
Oh!
Oh, under the sea!
Rudder!
Rudder!
We went and seen Flash.
Good, I liked it.
Did you like it?
I did like it. I actually really liked it.
I thought it got a little convoluted in the middle. Did you think
the CDJ?
Why can't I think of it?
The CGI.
Yeah, the CGI. You think it was off?
I think it was ass.
But do you think it was supposed to look like that at points? You know what I mean? Like, supposed to be, like, funny looking, like the dog, the babies. Like, you can't have a real baby.
Why?
CGI?
What, you can't deep fake a baby?
Yeah. I mean...
How hard can it be to deep fake a baby? They don't do nothing.
That's the only reason why you threw deep fake out there.
No, I'm the one that said the deep fake in the beginning.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. The other night. The other afternoon. Father's Day.
No. It was Saturday we were together.
It was Sunday.
Was it?
Was it?
Early. Sunday.
I don't know if it was Sunday. No, it was Monday. No, it was Sunday. Anyway, I liked it. I thought it was really good. I thought I liked the that you didn't know who the bad guy was. They didn't really advertise it at all.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
there's always a twist bad guy in all those
and
movies.
I guess at the end they just told you that it was like the end of the whole thing when they had spoiler alert, bat nipples come out.
Yeah.
George Clooney.
That was actually cool. I like that.
In I guess like they never showed that version of it at like Comic-Con, like so people didn't know that Cena at Comic-Con what it was going to be at.
Like, they didn't know
that
Batman was going to be.
No, they thought they shot like, one with Robert Pattinson and one with Ben Affleck.
Oh, that's cool. Did they really?
Yeah, they. I believe they shot it under the sea.
Well played. Well played.
But yeah, that's what I heard. That movie was fantastic. I mean, I thought not Kevin Costner.
You're off.
Why am I fumbling names?
Why can't I think right now?
Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton was awesome in the movie. I thought at point, like, it got a little convoluted at some point. Like, it was like Ezra Miller wasn't like whose movie was it a little bit.
It was kind of a Justice League movie.
And then.
Kind of.
Yeah, kind of. Like,
but was it?
No.
But in another dimension. Spoiler alert.
I like the dimensions thing of it.
The and multiverse.
I thought the heart in it, like at the end with the can of tomato sauce, have you seen it?
I teared up at the end.
Yeah, that was a good. That was a good.
Did
ending.
You tear up? Were you tearing up? I looked over at you.
My
you
mom
were tearing.
Just died. That's one man. Goddamn.
Ah.
Goddamn, boy. But yeah, I thought the movie was heartfelt, but I don't know. None of those people are going to be in any more like DC movies.
None of them?
No.
Really?
Anthony Muschietti is the director. He's going to do the new Batman Brave and Bold. That has like Damian Wayne Marley. As Robin.
Hmm. And who's going to be Batman?
I don't know. Yeah, they haven't.
Fucking Dracula's not going to be Batman? Dracula. No, the vampire guy.
Twilight Boy?
Yeah. Dracula?
No, he's going to be, he is Batman, but it's like a one-off. It's like his own shit.
So he's not going to be Batman anymore?
No, he is, but not in like that world. They're not going to have him like in the...
There's too many multiverses. I got a Marvel multiverse. I got a DC multiverse.
Yeah, but the Flash one was, I thought, was the most simple one. I think the Marvel movies have like been more like... convoluted with the multiverse.
Stop saying convoluted. That word of the day today.
Yeah, like 14 times. I say it that many times.
You're convoluting the show right now. All right.
That's the name of the episode. Convolution.
Convoluted.
Convolution.
Convolution. Is that even a variation of it?
I don't know.
Convolution. That's the act of.
That's my thing. It's gonna take me all the way. Today on the convolution.
He sounds like a preacher. I feel like, oh, dude, you're fucking up big time today.
Yeah, and I'm like not even, I'm not even fucked up like I usually am. I'm just stoned.
The preview for, what was the movie that you sent? The Hunter. Now I can't think of it.
Craven the Hunter.
Craven the Hunter.
What?
I don't know who the guy is, so I can't even tell you.
It's from Kick-Ass. Andrew Taylor-Joy. No, I think I fucked it up. Yeah, he's the guy from Kick-Ass.
So that's kind of how they're gonna tie Venom
he's
into everything.
He's on Bullet Train also.
They're gonna tie Venom and everything in with them.
Yeah, but this one looks pretty cool. It's a rated R. He's like, yeah, it's
I saw that. Well, it's because Sony made. It's because it's a Sony one. All the Sony ones are rated
all
R.
All the Sony verses.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, exactly. All because Disney, God forbid, they have to put their name on something with rated R.
Yeah, besides they're doing Deadpool.
Yeah, they support the Nazis, but God forbid they have something rated R.
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
What'd you say? That was not
Aaron Taylor Joy, which is an actress's name mixed in the middle of that.
Okay, that looks actually dope though. It actually looks good.
Yeah, except for the whole lion's blood dripped directly.
Yeah, I don't really know the story of that guy. But
I know you don't like blood. You're like, oh.
Yeah, I seen it. I was like, oh, God, it went into
you,
him.
You like passed out. You're like, oh, shit.
The lion's blood went into him.
Sweaty.
I'm still getting sweaty thinking about it.
Actually, last week, my kid learned how to, like, kick. And he's like, that he does, like, a little kick move. And he goes, so he goes, dude, his leg comes right out from underneath him, busts his lip, like, on this, like, I don't know, little, like, decorative thing we have on the floor. Busts his lip. He's, like, bleeding. He's like, oh. Dude, it's all dude. I was like, oh my, I'm not scared of blood at all, Jesse. Like, you are.
I would have been dead,
but I was like, oh my God,
a baby bleeding.
I was like, hopeless. Yeah, I was like, hopeless for the baby. And then he like goes, ah. Dude, it came out of his mouth like it was numb. Like, he was like, you know, Ben Affleck with no arms and fucking, and he's like, ah, yeah, dude, yeah. I was like, oh my God. My wife was like, are you scared of like blood? I'm like, no. I'm fucking, it's my son.
Yeah, I'm scared for him.
Yeah, he's like, oh.
He's little. How much blood could come out of him?
Dude, so much. It was like fucking, it was like the movie from Stanley Kubrick. He was like Born to Kill on his butt. I like flashback. I was like, oh shit, Bubba.
Oh, not Bubba.
Not Bubba. Bubba.
I'll cry during that one.
Never.
Every time. I don't even watch that part of the movie. I'll fast right forward through it.
Sad as fuck.
Yeah, I don't like that part of the movie. It's so sad.
Lieutenant Dan?
That was his only best real friend.
Lieutenant Dan was, too.
Yeah, I know. I love Lieutenant Dan when he's like, I was supposed to die, and they show like him like in all the other wars. Yeah. But it's him.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah, that's his, that's funny.
It's his ancestors in every war. Yeah.
And they all look like him. Yeah, he's like every single American war.
Yep.
He has like the bayonet.
Yeah.
Oh man, absolute classic. That's such a great fucking movie.
That's a good one. Magic one of the best. Legs.
Yes, I agree. One of my all-time favorites.
And I don't think I've ever put that on a list and said it was. I don't know why. Because thinking about it,
that's a top 20. That's a top 20.
I know because
it fluctuates. My tops fluctuate.
Yes. Yeah,
Fourth of July. That movie's a summer movie. You feel like it's in the summer. You're like ready.
Wait,
to go.
What?
Forrest Gump.
Fourth of July?
Yeah, 4th of July, Forrest Gump.
Oh, I was like...
It's a summer movie. Georgia, they're outside, you know? Summer movie.
Like how they put like little pieces of history throughout the movie and shit.
Yes.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper is gonna piss his pants.
He goes he's like, yeah, I got shot. He's like,
go
I'd like
to the bathroom.
He goes, I'd like to see that someday. He pulls his ass out. He's like, damn, son.
They call that $1 million wound. I never seen a dollar of that. That's a good line.
That's a good movie.
He goes, well, yep. They shot that man, John Lennon.
Yeah, they shot that nice man.
They did all that shit. Dude, Jenny was a whore.
Yeah, she got AIDS.
Fucking Jenny, and then she comes running back.
Yeah, the fuck, typical.
Yeah, to bury her.
Yeah,
yeah. And then the kid had to see her when she was a ghost. Right? That's a kid from Sixth Sense.
No, that's she was in the Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
Plot twist. His name was Forrest. He goes, "That's my name."
Yeah. Is he dumb like I?
Oh.
That's horrible. I'm sorry, dude. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
I haven't seen the first animated
Dude,
one.
Number one, watch the first one. The first one's awesome. It's like just a lot of animation that you've never seen before. I don't want to get it convoluted with anything else. But, but it's the artwork is like masterful. So the new movie has some new characters in it, and it goes like even farther into the Spider-Verse. But it's really good, man. It's really good. The animation is like top-notch.
That it's Miles Morales is that one, right?
Yeah.
Both
it's
of them?
A dude who plays,
is it the first one, too?
Yeah,
is
a dude
Miles
who plays
Morales?
Raekwon in fucking the Wu-Tang show does his voice, Miles Morales.
No shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a banger. That movie is awesome.
Both
fantastic.
Of them. I got to watch it. I've been saying I got to watch
both
it.
Both of them, second, even better than the first one, which is awesome. The animation
it's like Terminator.
Is crazy. It's like Lord and Miller. They were like, I don't know, they did a bunch of stuff. Sorry, Lord and Miller. They did a bunch of stuff.
There you go. I want to check it out.
Yeah.
Fast and the Furious 10, part 1.
Yeah, what did you think of that?
I liked it. I actually really liked it. Oh, all right, maybe I didn't really like it. Maybe I was getting a little overzealous. I don't want to convolute the Fast and the Furious fans.
What do you rate it?
All right, so if I'm rating it out as a Fast and the Furious movie, a 1. If I'm rating it as just like a movie, just don't think it's a Fast and the Furious, I'd say it's like a 6.3.
Really?
Yes.
Just wasn't a good Fast and the Furious movie?
No, dude, I don't like the Fast and the Furious movies anymore. It's not about what it is. If you're thinking about it, it's a secret agent movie, it's good.
Yeah.
A lot of action that's obviously over the top, insane, ridiculous. Jason Momoa was hilarious in it. He's actually a sick fuck in it. He's like a serial killer, kind of.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, which is, it's like I said, check it out. It's not terrible. A lot of crazy, insane action.
Ha ha, brother.
Ah, brother.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. Like, if it had a different, like, completely different movie title.
No, it's not the Fast and the Furious. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And this is only, so then, spoiler alert, after the credits, because The Rock's not in it the whole movie. But at the end, he picks up the phone, and you know who it is? Jason Momoa. He's coming for him next in part 2. Number 10, part 2.
Oh, fuck.
Because it's a 3-parter, they said.
Oh, shit.
Which I'm hoping the third part, let's go back to street racing, do a bunch of street racing, and end it, please. That's what I would
done
be happy
for good.
With it.
Done for good. Walk off into the sunset.
Yeah, go do
no
the
more.
Rock part. Go do the thing with the Rock. Yeah. Go try to steal him.
Retire to Fast and the Furious.
Go back to street racing. Yeah. Go race Brian at the end. Steal the Buster brought me back. Tuna no crust. Let's do it old school style. And then we'll end it. Street racing. We're not secret agents. We don't have superpowers. You they act like they do, dude.
That's what sells.
Flying
man.
Out of space and shit.
Dude, literally Vin Diesel like ripped the door off a car and was just like holding it as like a shield and shit.
Oh,
I'm like,
my
stop.
God.
Like, yeah, dude.
What the fuck?
And he's like, get out of here. I'll take care of this. And he's like, ah, and like runs everybody over. His charger jumps like 15 times like off these huge buildings.
Oh, God.
I had a charger. Don't do that. They don't do that.
Yeah.
They barely can move when there's a half an inch of snow.
Oh, man.
John Cena's actually pretty funny in it.
Jason Statham in it?
For 3 seconds. They just have to, you know, they have to
The
throw
Rock's
him
at the end, right?
For, like I said, 30 seconds. The next one's going to be more about him. Well, it is going to be about him. They're going to have to help him. Hobbs and Shaw.
Damn it.
But, I mean, I would check it out. It wasn't terrible. It kept me entertained. It was entertaining. That's why I gave it a 6.8, whatever I just
Maybe
said.
Maybe if I just tell myself that it's not a Fast and the Furious movie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you do that, it'll be all
right. Yeah, but right now you have to pay for it. So right, I would talk about it. Right now, right now, I got to pay for
it. I paid for it for the podcast. It's a fucking write-off.
I watch Mad Movies because of the podcast.
No, start saving those receipts.
Just so I can go, don't get it convoluted.
That's all I got for notes. Fast and Furious. Oh, no, actually, no, I got
so I went to the doctors this week for the first time in 10 years.
They tell you you're on your way out?
Yeah, they said, like, dude, call your friends. Let them know where you're going to be. No, so when I did go in, I was very nervous. Told me my blood pressure was high, but he's like, could be because you're nervous.
You're like, yeah,
my brother
fine.
Goes, you know your friends that always has, like, a... Like, it's your most unhealthy friend. He's like, were your feet dangling off the table? I'm like, He's like, because if your feet are dangling off the table, it could raise your fucking heart rate.
Because the doctor's not going to... The doctor wouldn't know that.
Yeah, the guy, the fucking 27... Yeah, I'm not going to go in the races. 27-year-old kid knew what he was talking about. He's 27 years old. He's a doctor.
So he's Indian. He's Indian.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. All the good doctors are Indian. That's
very nice. Yeah, super right? nice guy. He might as well be American. He's American. Like, he's fucking American. Like, it's American. What do you know?
He's just, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but everybody's different races and ethnicities and all that shit.
I feel like every good doctor I've ever met was not from this country ever in my life.
Yeah, no, Indian, do, Indian, or Indian or Asian. Indian or Asian for the most part.
I had one doctor. He was
one of the best doctors. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just my opinion.
Russians?
Well, I don't even...
I don't know. I haven't gone to the doctors in 10 years, so that's my whole spiel. That's my whole spiel.
So what happened? You're okay. Everything's okay.
I go in, my legs hang off the table.
So what was the outcome? How did it go?
It was good. They put me on fucking anti-anxiety medication. I'm on Zoloft.
How's it going? It hasn't kicked in yet.
It takes like 2 weeks to kick in, but dude, let me tell you, I feel great.
he's like, well, actually, that was a placebo.
Yeah. He's like, Chuck, coming to the office. We got to tell you, you're actually fine.
Yeah, we lied to you. Those were sugar pills.
I'm like, I knew it.
Yeah, you don't think I tested them?
Yeah. I'm like, I live across the street from fucking, what's that place called? I don't even know.
I don't know what you're talking about, so. The school? No, Thundermist.
Thundermist. Yeah. That's a god. Drug clinic.
Well, they also have like a walk-in over there because I went in there one time. You know what the first thing they said to me was?
Yeah, it was Jess Frazier in there.
No, it wasn't.
Jess Frazier and Angela.
Not when I went there. It was some other girl.
They do. They can't take your names at the front door.
Well, not when I went. It wasn't either one of them. It was some other girl. And the first thing she says to me, she goes, oh, just so you know, we don't give narcotics here. I go, what? I'm like, I don't want any fucking narcotics. I was like, what are you even talking about? I smoke weed. I go, I don't even do drugs.
Yeah. Like, oh, we do.
Give me the Percocets.
She's like, actually, we do got weed.
I was like, yo, what? I was like, I haven't even told you what was wrong with me.
You're going to go fucking all Leonardo DiCaprio in The Departed.
Dude. I couldn't believe it. I was just like, wait, what? Like, all right.
And but then, give me the fucking pills.
Yeah.
What do you got?
No. And then you got the audacity to charge me $20. You know what the lady said to me? She goes, you're fine. I go, and then they tried to charge me $20 for
that. And you're like, you got any samples?
That's fucking wild, man.
Yeah, dude, fuck that place. Thundermist sucks.
Like, you into that lean?
Apparently, they thought I was.
You look like a lean person.
I look like I'm like, yo, I pull one. Sitting sideways. Yeah.
I couldn't do shit if I wanted
36,
to.
36, man.
I couldn't do shit if I wanted to, man. I get fucking, like, pills, fucking sick to my stomach.
Oh, dude, I've tried. Oh, listen, God, I'm not saying I haven't tried them. And they did not work. They just make me sick as fuck.
Right, I got prescribed them for my broken clavicle, and same thing for my nose surgery. Both times,
dude. Even if I take an ibuprofen, that's a big ibuprofen, I get fucking sick. Yeah. Let alone a painkiller. Forget it.
Yeah, it fucks me right up, dude.
I took a Percocet one time. That was a big mistake. I
puked
everywhere. Makes
me so fucking sick. Yeah, same thing. I vomit.
I puked everywhere.
Yeah.
My fucking shit still hurt. I puked everywhere, and then you know who I got? They're like, oh, you got to do it a couple times. That happens. I'm like,
that's
how I do that again.
Like heroin?
Yeah. I go, why would I do that again?
What's that?
Yeah. I'm like, no. I'm gonna deal with the pain. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fucking deal with it.
That made me sick.
Yeah.
You know what? Let me get a couple more. Fuck it. Like what? Oh yeah. You'll like it after the third time. Oh okay.
And I gotta give you $30.
Not for me. Thank God.
Gross.
Yeah. All set. And then when I fucked my knee up, I got Vikes. I couldn't eat those either. Yep. Made me sick. Those are like the pussy ones.
Those are like the old school pain.
Do people even? I feel like I haven't heard of that in forever. Do people even eat those anymore?
I don't even know if you can get them.
I don't even know if Vikes are a thing.
Who the fuck knows? I don't know.
Like, can I get Vikes? Like, who?
To like, nah, we'll give you some fentanyl. Don't worry about it.
Pretty much.
Hey, you want some fentanyl patches instead? Like,
plenty of those out there.
Yeah. And then once we can't give you more, you can go find somebody on the street. They'll give you plenty.
Oh man.
Then we'll put you on some
Suboxone. Yeah, exactly.
The Bear season 2 drops tomorrow. That was my pick for the best show I've ever watched. My best show I watched last year.
I didn't finish it, but I liked it. Fucking it was really amazing. Good.
The Bear season 2 drops, I think, tonight at 12 or, you know, tomorrow. But I would definitely recommend checking that out. That's, like, something I'm looking forward to highly. I've been watching The Ultimate Fighter.
The show.
Yeah. With Chandler and...
McGregor.
Yeah. So far... I haven't seen any, like, they're showing each other mutual respect, but the young guys have been kicking the vets' ass, and the vets have been kicking the young guys' ass in every fight. They haven't lost anyone, like, but it's pretty funny. It's Ultimate Fighter. I haven't watched it in, like, probably 18 years.
Yeah, since it came out.
Ultimate Fighter when I was younger.
But he's, like, in there knocking. He's, like, in there sparring with all the guys and shit. Like,
yeah, McGregor also was sparring with the fucking mascot. The mascot.
Yeah. Yeah, I seen that.
Dude,
that
like, what the fuck, bro?
Dickhead.
Like, what the fuck, man? Yeah. And this is why, like, I was going to watch, and I probably still watch The Notorious thing on fucking Netflix. I haven't watched it yet.
No, there's another but it's new like, one. There's a new
like, dude, like, he hit him way harder than he needed to, and then when he was down, he hit him way harder than he needed to again.
Yeah, dude, like...
Fuck the dude up. The dude was actually,
he
like...
He went to the hospital.
I don't think that was a publicity stunt.
No, it was supposed to be a little bit of, like, it was kind of staged, but he went and took it way too far, is what happened. You know, how, like, you know, punch me soft, you know, I'm going to... fake fall and no, McGregor went out there and cracked the motherfucker. Like,
look, here it is. I got it right here.
Yeah,
sends him to the hospital.
Look, right here, Chuck.
That looks fake to me.
It looks fake because he's in a big fluffy costume, but I don't think it's fake. Like, now this shit is kind of that's fake. Like, he's just, I think McGregor just went way too hard with it.
For a guy that would take it too
far. That angle, he looked like he fucking clocked him.
Yeah.
He knocked out the Miami Heat mascot during...
That shit landed.
Yeah.
That landed.
Yeah, that definitely
even
landed.
If you pull back, you have some restraint there. This is a Conor McGregor that's way bigger than he was when he was fighting.
The third guy, yeah.
He always was. He could always hit hard. There was never a fucking doubt about that.
Yeah, even when he was small. I mean, he's a professional fighter.
And then he has the rape allegations from the same
night. He hit him right then. I think he hit him.
Yeah, he has the rape allegations from the same night as well.
I didn't see that.
You didn't see that?
No.
Yeah, a woman's trying to come after him. And I saw the video of, like, him bringing the woman into the bathroom. Like, there was security and shit.
He was all creepy? It was all creepy?
Look it up. Yeah, you could probably find that video as well. No. Because
I don't even want to type this in.
Oh my god.
Yeah. See, look at.
Oh man.
Yeah, that's it. Happened the same fucking night.
To the investigation into UFC star Conor McGregor, accused of sexually assaulting a woman
during game four of the finals.
We're seeing new video from that night and messages from the alleged victim. Local 10's Christian De La Rosa is live outside the Kaseya Center to show us, Christian.
Yeah, this woman says that the alleged assault happened inside a VIP men's bathroom.
We're really going news forward tonight.
Right? The UFC fighter pulled her in there and then forced himself onto her. And tonight she's sharing text messages that she hopes will prove her case. Video of UFC fighter Conor McGregor, a woman alleges, was recorded moments before he raped her inside a men's bathroom. And now, new text messages emerging. The woman claims prove her allegations. The unidentified alleged
victim another video of
claims
him, like,
hours
with
after
her
she
hand,
was assaulted,
like, walking
she messaged a security guard who was standing outside the bathroom where she was sexually assaulted. The text messages she provided read, "Yo, I didn't know he was trying to expletive me in the bathroom. Expletive was crazy. I pushed him off me. He pulled my pants down."
My client says she reached around to stop the assault by grabbing his and then used her other arm to try to fend him off.
Is that penis?
The alleged rape happened during game 4 of the NBA Finals. The same night McGregor was promoting a pain relief spray in a skit that sent Bernie, the Heat mascot, to the emergency room.
Bernie!
Attorney Ariel Mitchell says her client's was turned into Miami police for forensic examination. But the UFC fighter's attorneys claim the alleged victim is just looking for cash, saying in a statement, "After not responding to the demand for money made by claimant's counsel, she turned to the media to apply pressure. This is no more than a shakedown."
Possible. I mean,
I think, I honestly, I'm going to be real with you.
Police department working.
I think it's a shakedown to an extent because she didn't look like she was trying to get away when they have the video of like him like grabbing her hand and like walking with her through the club to the bathroom. It didn't like she looked like she was pulling away and shit. Like, so
here we go.
You know, it could be a money grab.
TMZ. We had to go. We had to go to the source. TMZ.
Going deep with all like this.
Yeah, fuck it. We're going deep.
There it is.
Alleged victim.
Yep.
Is that Dana White?
Yeah. Right into the bathroom. Like, if you didn't want to go, wouldn't you be pulling back? And
yeah,
like,
that looked like she wanted to go get fucked.
Yeah.
That's why, you know why this text said, oh, you didn't know?
She looked at it as a money grab. Like, if you're walking with this dude and he's bringing you into the fucking bathroom.
What does she look like? Anybody know?
And the fucked up part is, it's like, I know, I honestly, I don't know what she looks like.
Too soon?
It doesn't matter, Jesse. No, I'm just...
I don't know.
He's just a fucked up dude. He's got his issues and shit, but I don't think it was a fucking rape. I really don't. I think it was a woman just trying to get a money grab there. You know, I call it how I see it. Like, if it's a fuck.
Well, since we're talking about UFC, what about Jake Paul and Nate Diaz? What do you think about that?
God. Fucking stupid. Honestly, man.
Dude, press conferences are awful.
I would rather not have fucking Nate Diaz fight him because it could hurt Nate Diaz's legacy.
Did you see what I said in the group chat? Butterbean said he'll fight him.
Butterbean would starch fucking Paul. I don't know if Diaz could, but Butterbean could.
Bring up the Butterbean jackass. No. That's my favorite. He beats the shit out of Johnny Knoxville.
Is he okay?
Butterbean's getting up there in age.
56.
But that dude could fucking bang back in the day. The fucking king of four rounders right there.
Bart Gunn, he knocked him the fuck out. That's like the most vicious one ever.
He had over like, what, 60 or 70 fucking wins or something with only
it's like I think he had, I looked his record up last night. I think it was like 90 something fights with 70 something knockouts. And I think he's got like 11 or 12 losses, I think.
Yeah. I think it's a little over 10. I know he fought like a couple good fucking fighters throughout the years as well. I like Butterbean.
Oh, who doesn't? Eric Esch?
Yeah, there you go. You can look up his record right there. What do we got? If you scroll down, it should say boxing record.
Yeah, it will. Usually has it like right here.
Oh,
yep. So there you go.
77 wins, 10 losses. That's a solid 58.
Yeah, I was close.
Yeah, 77 wins, 10 losses. That's a great fucking record.
58 knockouts.
Yep.
Dude, if you look up his knockout highlight reel is insane, dude.
Dude, he starched some people bad.
Bart Gunn is the worst one. He knocked him the fuck out, dude. He hits him the first time. They let him back up, and he cranked him. That's the most vicious one. I ordered that pay-per-view one. I remember.
Your mom let you do it?
Yep. That was, yeah. She only let me do it twice. First time was when Owen Hart died. The second time was that.
No.
Yes.
I think you said that. But that's fucking crazy.
Different podcast.
I wasn't live on that one.
Well, you can't find the footage anywhere, so I can't show it to you.
Never again.
Like, not that I want to see people die anyway on the internet. Me watching people die on the internet is many years ago. I'm not into that anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to go on steakandcheese.com. Remember that one?
Oh, man.
Right. Yeah, I remember that one.
That's a fucking name drop.
There was another one.
Rotten.com.
Yeah, no, there was one more, though. E-Bombs World.
Yeah, that one wasn't as grimy, though. That was, like, more for kids.
Oh, damn. You totally shot mine down. I was like, ah! So back to the doctor's appointment. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So what were we talking about? Now my notes are all done. All I wanted to know was the Nate Diaz thing.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I actually have one more thing in my notes.
All right. What else we got?
Bill Murray and Khalees dating.
Yeah, wow. I don't know.
Yeah, that's
her fun. Milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Yeah, that milkshake's insured.
And all the grandpas to the yard as well.
Yo, What are you going to do?
Sure.
What are you going to do when the milkshakes are coming for you?
Oh, man.
Fuck wow. Bill Murray.
Hey, I'm glad for him.
Hey, it's fucking wild.
That's all I got.
I mean, he's got flavor.
It's wild. It's just like wild.
Fuck Bill Murray. He got flavor. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got flavor. Yeah.
And that's how we end the podcast.
That's fucking Nas's ex-wife.
Bill Murray sliding up in that.
Yeah, Bill Murray and Nas. That shit's crazy.
Who would have fucking thought? Who would have thought those two would be Eskimo twins?
You know, never know.
Right? Would have never fucking guessed.
Yeah.
Two completely different fucking people.
Khalees.
Different walks of life. Completely different ages. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. That's about all I got there.
Yep. All right. Are we going to get into music then?
Let's get the music.
Oh, let's look. I want to look her up real quick.
What?
I guess I can see Bill Murray getting that.
All right. Now that. Yeah, she don't. Yeah, she's not.
Not
as attractive
I remember.
As she used to be. Well, it's also been years. Think about like when Milkshake came out. That was like fucking 20
years ago. Think about when the Milkshake first. I don't know if I want to think about that.
That was a good time in my life. I was probably about in fucking high school when that song came out.
Yeah, yeah, right? I can't even, I don't even remember.
Some good years.
I'll look it up. I'll look it up.
Yeah, fuck it. Why not?
All right, let's start with this. The new Joe, Static Selecta and Nems.
Static Selecta.
Is there a new Fat Joe? Yeah, there is a new Fat Joe. His name Nems out of Coney Island.
What y'all want to do? Y'all want hardcore? You want shit?
She still has 5 million monthly listeners. How's that possible?
I am being nice, stupid.
All three.
Now who the fuck you think you talking to? I paint doors, I spray crews, look up gorilla nymphs. My squad deeper than the jewels on Marcy. I'm
on heartbeat fucking with years. My
beats. Fuck around, I smack the baby out of your car seat. I don't give a fuck about networking and taking pictures. I just care about my net worth and naked bits. If you saw what we did, then you would hate the kiss. She just wants the dick. When I call, it says maybe rich. I spent my whole life struggling. Now I'm calling plays, no huddling, and we bubbling. I stack bread, count money with a humble grin. You can't tell me nothing except I'm gonna win. If you don't know me and you push, straight like that. Got the Desert Eagle pointed at your face like black. All your flow's garbage and your tape type whack. And we ain't scared to spend money cause we make it right back. It's like that, you ain't even like that. How your shit trash, you ain't even write that.
Fuck outta here.
I might fly her in, but shorty, I ain't paying for that flight back. Cause it's fuck your life once I pipe that. They stabbed me in the back, I pulled it out and gave him the knife back. Now his mother's praying for his life back. Damn, how he hit the floor, that was a light smack. What a fucking bozo, get him an ice pack. Nah, fuck it, I don't wanna stop. Shoot up your building with this AK, pussy, I don't want the Glock. I'm the hardest coming off the block, unorthodox. Put your motherfucking career in a coffin
rest
box.
Rest in peace.
Your baby mother got the softest twat. Oh, shit. I ain't even know that was your kid's mom. Yeah. Well, who gives a fuck, pussy, you get your shit bombed. All year we running down on rappers like bing bong.
Wow.
The new Fat Joe, I never.
I don't think he's the new Fat Joe, but bing bong, bing bong. I mean, I like him. I like his YouTube videos, the one when he's like, why you disrespect? Don't be looking like.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
The disrespecting me videos. Yeah, we went on a big marathon one night.
Actually, put on one. Put on one for them.
All right, for the people?
For the people. Don't ever disrespect me. You seen these, Donnie?
No.
Really?
They're so dumb, but
oh, actually, no. I think I have.
Y'all don't ever disrespect me looking like human Texas Chainsaw Massacre, y'all.
Not this specific one.
Disrespect me looking like Peter Griffin's mom, y'all. Y'all don't ever disrespect me looking like two Skittles out the pack, y'all. Don't disrespect me looking like Jack and Jill, y'all.
Y'all don't ever disrespect me like you don't own 3 gyro stands in motherfucking Queens, y'all.
Disrespect me looking like an unlucky leprechaun.
Don't ever disrespect me whispering sweet nothings into each other's ears, you heard?
Don't ever disrespect me with a picnic table over as a Corona mask, you heard? Disrespect me looking like a human Frankenberry, you heard? Disrespect me like you got kicked out of Red Hot Chili Peppers, you heard? Y'all don't ever disrespect me looking like Harlem Heat in Brooklyn, you heard? Ever disrespect me looking like you directed Apollo 13, you heard? Ever disrespect me looking like a pack of Go-Gurt, you heard? Y'all don't ever disrespect me looking like the Russian Kung Lao, you heard? Ever disrespect me looking like Wesley Snipes after the IRS got done with him, you heard? Ever disrespect me looking like an Egyptian breakdancer, you heard?
Yeah, oh, he's talking funny, dude. Oh my god.
Chuck, did you get the golf cart video I sent you?
Yeah.
Dude, that's like my fucking favorite video right now.
All right, I was on a big OT.
Did you see Eddie Florio shit at the golf cart video? Have you seen it yet?
I don't know.
Oh, dude. When you have a chance, go on Eddie Florio's fucking timeline. Shout out to Eddie Florio. Funny ass fucking video.
So this is Make It Count, OT the Real and Static Selecta. I got a lot of Static Select on here.
Maxed out.
Ooh. From the depths of the trenches, we rose up high. When you make it out the struggle, there ain't no goodbyes. Thousand grams trying to socialize. You frauding on the gram, telling socials lies. Spend the paper, you can't take it with you. It's like if you don't catch a body here, you ain't official. Money problems, got to make more. We are the ones who you should pray for.
Amen.
The fake stories get exposed. Young and lead the streets beat. And don't forget your goals. Gangster, don't forget your pole. Live by it, die by it. You don't care, you let it go, right?
Right.
What you know about years in the stone castles? From some cleaned up fiends that you sold crack. It's like your problems coming all at you. Sit you down in State Brown's brick walls match. Told my youngin', don't you worry, we gon' make it out.
We gon' make it out.
No doubt. Cause if we get raided again, they gonna take the house.
Watch out, they come.
You like what you sing.
When the feds want you, they gon' freeze your bank accounts. Lay low.
Lay low.
Take your breath.
I'm really trying to play this right, I gotta make it count.
I gotta make it count.
Who could go toe-to-toe? Name one person. They trapped dead, but when I passed it off, it was chirping. We found a house they like to tuck working. Came out holding a drill with a ladder like we hung curtains. Broken glass, they thought it was Molly. Your man was more Ralph, he thought he was Paulie. I smoked some when he got off the trolley. How you a shooter, but you never shot anybody.
Never.
Fake gangsters get exposed. Gave everybody loans. Most spent it all on clothes. Or a whip they can't afford to fix. I took 10 of mine and went and copped a quart of brick. To me, the trap was the safest bet. But when people play up in the water, they get wet. Sometimes only blood can erase a debt. Now every time I turn a project in, they gave a check. Told my youngin', don't you worry, we gon' make it out.
Yeah, charge that to the game.
Cause if we get raided again, they gonna take the house. Watch your body.
Watch your body.
Yo, big body. Big body Bess?
Big body Bess. He has his own TV show, just thought of.
Really?
Yeah, I swear.
All right, Motherless, Killer Mike. Is this a sad one?
My mama dead, my grandmama dead. To keep it honest, I get depressed and be feeling scared. You see, I won't prepare and never will be. To think about your death and need sometimes to kill me. You won't believe it, mama. I achieved it, mama. I turned these hating ass people to believers, mama. A black boy born to a teen mama, mama. Gets regarded as a leader by his people, mama. If God sent me back to normal to be next to you, I would gladly trade it off cause I be missing you. I be missing hugging you, I be kissing you. I miss all the jewels and I miss all your wisdom too. Some days I be mean as fuck and I be meaning to. Fussing, fighting over fuck shit that be minuscule. Shay and Taj tell me that's just a Denise in you. And it's in both your daughters, Mikey and Anaya too. My mama,
my mama dead,
her mama died in my arms, my mama said it wasn't fair, her mama raised, I told her she crazy, she told me one day I'm gonna be gone, Michael, you gonna see, that my mama wanted you, but you belong to me, and you don't understand the sacrifice that took from me, like pulling up on Sunday nights, just to tell you why I apologize, and mama, you was right. Like a hole in my heart, and I wanna call the Lord, but I don't know where to start.
You used to pray for me.
Oh. My mama did, my grandmama did. Mama, I miss him so mama, much sometimes I just cry and hold my head. They left the world a man like me and make sure I'm prepared. To live a life to make sure my wife ain't gonna beg for bread. I got an altar in my home to honor both of them. Just this morning I was smoking, spoke to both of them. I asked Betty for her prayers over my generation. And I asked niece to keep me through my trials and tribulations. Death will come like thief at night and steal your joy away. Have you asked God why you forsake your boy today? Is this a blessing or a curse or just some other shit? No matter what, I'm numb as fuck cause I'm still motherless. My mama did, my grandmama did. 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 My mama did, my grandmama
did.
Mama,
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 mama.
Sometimes,
mama, mama, mama.
Sometimes I need you, mama.
Sweet,
sweet, sweet, sweet, sweet, sweet.
Mama D.
Oh, Mama D.
My Mama D. Mama Grandmama D.
That's all right.
That's a banger.
Built for the Grind, Levy, The Full Circle, and Millie's. Take my mama dead.
The same song by two different guys.
Yeah. He's like a little white boy, my mama dead. Everywhere we go, we looking loud, they in their feelings. Say they want the best for you, but they wishing you the worst. A bitch be in her bag, so I that pants won't fit the purse. Hey, they say we on the move, we don't waste no time. Took a few turns, we okay now, right? Ready for the storm, born built for the grind. We fly, we fly, we fly. They say we on the move, we don't waste no time. Took a few turns, we okay now, right? Ready for the storm, born built for the grind. We yeah. Fly. They say Blanco fly like propellers on me. Fly. Keep it on my side, I got that felon on me. I was stacking money high when they was telling on me. Left my ex bitch years ago and she's still dwelling on me. Did he record this in his closet? Out in Vegas called a tenderoni. Where I'm from, the pills is fake and they tend to OD. Youngins in New York, I slam on you like Obi. I just turn my cup purple, I'm in LA like I'm Kobe. Yeah. I told her slide when she ready, cause I'm having motion. Where I vibe, it get deadly, cross the line of smoke. Probably somewhere in the 90s, but my heart is frozen. Out in Chicago and I'm ballin' like DeMar DeRozan. Say we on the move, we don't waste no time. Took a few turns, we okay now, right? Ready for the storm, born built for the grind. We fly, we fly, we fly. Say we on the move, we don't waste no time. Took a few turns, we okay now, right? Ready for the storm, born built for the grind. We fly, we fly, we fly. Don't let you can take it from me, get it off my plate. You ain't standing next to me, I hope you know your place. All that talk is messy. I cannot relate. National and gas racing, that's on me. Anthem of a real one meets a G. Self-made savage, how we feasting on these stacks. You be out here stressing on me, I stay on relax. I'm seeing through your fake to your glass. They say we on the move, we don't waste no time. Took a few turns, we okay now, right? Ready for the storm, born built for the grind. We fly, we fly, we fly. They say we on the move, we don't waste no time. Took a few turns, we okay now, right? Ready for the storm, born built for the grind. We fly, we fly, we fly. When you up, they go to switching. So I be in my bag, I don't be up in my feelings. I was out there with them slabs till the sun up, we was dim. Just know once you reach your dreams, they gon' treat you like a villain. Nah, nah, nah. Levy the full circle, nah, nah, nah. Sliding out with Blanco, nah, nah, nah. Nah, nah, nah. Nah, nah, nah. Sliding out with Blanco, nah, nah, nah. Oh, shit. Look what G's listening to.
Oh shit.
Wow. okay.
Is that he played that 660?
He's playing it right now.
No, it says played.
Oh, 661 million times. Y'all know me, still the same OG.
What if one night you just kept playing it?
I don't know how that works. I don't know how that works. All right, let's get into another one. Another Killer Mike song.
Yeah, dude. Andre 3000 opens this up.
What do you think of him? What's your opinion on him? People say he's the best of all time. Some people,
no,
I don't think
I mean,
so.
But Andre, I do like him.
Andre is, I think he's extremely fucking talented. I don't think he's the greatest rapper of all time.
No, me either. No. I think he's good. He's good.
He kills his verse.
Top 20, for sure. Standing in the rain. Standing in the rain. Washing up my sink. Washing on my sink. Saying the same. It's been one time, it's been again. Going up to an angel. Why the devil in my head? Communication coming in. Too much that I can't communicate with all of them. I do wish I had scientists or engineer friends. Let's go. Get out of here, petrol is cheaper than it's ever been. And then, who's to say when art will end? All I know is when the portrait painted, better have your portion of the rent. A dollar more and you will get upgraded. When you think you've made it, you are then just tolerated, overrated. Hope I'm 80 when I get my second win. Small potatoes, all I ate before potato chips would cut my corner lips. Operator, operator, I would pray that you connect me to a sip of sangria, Zambia, camera, cameo, hand me a handful of hips. A stamina, stampede of happily happenings, dabbling into a blip. Beyond neon, beyond the ambience, beyond as you promised.
He's proving my point.
Do summers ever forget? Put your muscle feel like a kid. Cucumber
come, but we'll make a trip. Do jump on and hit a split. Hookers don't really do shit. You get lantern in it, bitch. Rebelling is like an itch. Oh,
I'ma live forever.
Yeah, got me shaped like a teardrop. I got the streets in the head like fly, just like a skydiver. Spill, I can get manslaughter. Suicide door on a Range Rover. Depending on the time I was laying up, I could've been wearing an animal. Pull up and get at you in the Lambo. When it gets odd, nigga took a gamble. Trying to avoid cameras, break my heart. Trying to avoid cameras. I keep shit loaded like a panda. Learn how to turn a trap house to a mansion. Watch me watch the world take my pain and balance it. It's better to be an outcast in a world of envious. White socks, feel a flip flop. Chanel vintage to the finish.
I'ma live for it.
Music computers and robbers and looters with shooters and shooters with rugas and shooters with rugas. CDs with my tutors and my tutors taught me a terrible miracle. You can lie, cheat, and still kill in America. Be celebrated like Captain America. Fuck it, I'm with it, let's get it. This nigga in Negris and Bentley, Valet and Lennox. Man, I'm a villain with chillin', so I'm never chillin'. I gotta make millions. I used to be dope with the dealin', but that got a ceiling, and we know the usual killin'. And niggas get rich and go bitchin', go fit and go stitchin', and fuck up their family and friends. Me, I go to Germany, earn me a couple of million, return with a couple of men. I'll go to Brazil and just kickin' and chill till I'm over the hill and still fuckin' on. The world got no mercy, so I had to show them like Percy with me, it just can't be no limit. 100% authentic, see, I got no gimmick, so I ain't protecting no image. My style original, pivotal, it's going digital, niggas you like is a mimic. I'm a menace that's moving on vengeance, I promise my op that my anger is endless. It ain't enough that I took out my op in this block, we burnt down this whole fucking village. Did it with smile, not a grimace, it was my pleasure to see that this fuck nigga finished. If you get offended, then fuck it, my nigga, I'm with it, I'm hitting, let's get this shit in. Back of the club, the immaculate thug, with bottles above and some asses to rub. Look at me, bitch. Look at the crook in me, bitch. Look at me, hit you with crookedy. Now I got you walking crookedly. They should be booking me. They should be booking me, know that they won't. I'm the loneliest monk in the dome. Kicking that jazz, collecting my bag. I'm talking milli, ain't talking vanilla. Had to get that hanging nigga from Nimmy. I do not move like a regular Joe. I'm not moved by no regular hoe. I do not wish for no regular life. I did not marry a regular wife. You think that I'm losing, you smoking a pipe.
I like the second half.
The production's amazing on it. I don't even know.
I agree with that, but
yeah, the song was. I thought it was
the rapping in the beginning. I don't know what that was.
Yeah, no,
Andre 2000.
Rough. Yeah,
it's so good.
I remember him being a lot better.
Yeah,
I mean it was just one verse. I mean, if the guy spent a whole album,
I don't care. One verse is all it takes.
Oh, that's it. You shut him down.
That's
done.
It. It's all it takes. I'm not. I didn't say he was great. I didn't say that. I'm. Want me to rewind a minute?
I said he was great. I still think he is great, but that was a bad verse.
I don't think it was a bad verse.
I think it was mediocre.
I'm going to go against the
game. And then Killer Mike came on and then crushed it. He killed it. Get
The beat did change when he took
it. All right, we got one song. You going to end this thing, Chuck, or am I? I'm like, hey, guys, thanks for listening. I'm Chuck.
I'm done.
That's it.
And this is Half Moon, Static Selecta, and Sky Zoo.
And that's Jesse.
Yeah, you still call me SKYCOO. Jesse. Half Moon Part, the tattoo scars, the backroom jars. They say that it was too for real and that I rapped too far. They say I shouldn't shoot the kill or try to rap through y'all. If a Henny bottle could talk, it'd say my last two bars. I'm the inner side of the raw, the middle part of the car, the base of what you was basing, you're winning on from the door. The basement that got it shaking when it was bottles galore, and the breaking when they was breaking and getting inside of the hall. I'm a park bench logo, phone posits and polo. The gray bottoms get three wears before we throw those. I'm made by the shit you were here, so how the flow go? Should all be accredited back to my palm Netherlands, back to the bar betting it, back to the start sketching it. It sound like white GS rapping like Sean said it, or Ava Rex leathers and beepers like Nas left it. For y'all motherfuckers that don't get it, this is Half Moon Par, baby. Know who we are, baby. We play the side like we in here with that bomb, baby. No never minds to the shit that they regard, baby. And if you ride, just remember what we
he's
are,
nice,
baby.
And he's been nice forever.
Baby, know who we are, baby. We
We play the side like we in here with that bomb, baby. No, never mind to the shit that they regard, baby. And if you ride, just remember what we on, baby.
Scarface the rapper did more than Scarface the movie for us, of course. Cause bitches selling they soul to be married, pushing a Porsche. Mattresses by the window, sleeping out on the floor. I'm ghetto out on the porch, revisiting 94. I'm slick as a southern pimp, what I spit in a couple bars. What I twist inside of the raw, what I'm giving to all of y'all. I'm the dope from round the alley, I pitched it to get a car. A youngin' holding an onion, just wishing to be a star. I'm Southside stomping the gravel, chasing my paper, pimping pencils. I stenciled the scripture, got them in awe. Got it sounding like Naughty by Nature and Chuck Taylor's. I'm the West Coast, Nasir Hov with this verbatim. Yes, I are, baby. Get in this car, baby. Don't try to play like you ain't Google who we are, baby. Don't got no worries for them whispering at all, baby. I got a flight to catch in Providence tomorrow, ain't we?
Half Moon Park, baby. Know who we are, baby. We
Where's he from?
Like we in here with that bomb, baby.
What's that? No,
Chewy, I think.
Shit that they regard, baby. And if you ride, just remember what we on, baby. Half Moon Park, baby. Know who we are, baby. We play the side like we in here with that bomb,
baby. Act like you didn't Google our name, baby.
No, never mind to the shit that they regard, baby. And if you ride, just remember what we on, baby.
Yeah, young on my hustle hard. As far as I can remember back, I've been fucking raw. Living in Philly, man, no broken heart, no book of law. But it's my time right now, so I sit back and take it all. And penthouse minutes, it's the way I live. Just try and make it big, think about all the things I did. Half of y'all faking to be whatever you say you is. Drink so much that I probably never see straight again. Damn, I come alive when he turn on the mic. You heard of me right, verbally nice. Murder the hype, Irvin and Mike. Ball hard, never fall. Word to my life, niggas come at you like water. Freeze up and turn into ice. But what's life like? Cause that ain't really what I thought I'd take from it. Top spot that they wanted. Black bands that 800. Far side, y'all stay running. Visionary, my day coming. You see me, nigga, then say something. Ain't no frontin', I'm straight stunting.
Half Moon Park, baby. Know who we are, baby. We play the side.
Song is fire.